You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way, because you are listening to The Movie Show.
What is up? This is The Movie Show. My name is Sash, and today I am joined with the...
Tsana underscore M. People call me Chromosome, but, you know, yeah.
So you can just, like, you can pick whichever one you want to go for? Yes. So I'm very excited because she is actually a fashion journalist, which is a little bit strange. People are probably like, why is she on the movie show? But I have a good reason. I have a good reason for it. So if you did not know, journalism is, in fact, storytelling.
Indeed.
It is storytelling, yeah. Yes. But... it has purpose to it. Not that other storytelling methods don't have purpose, but journalism involves truth-telling, fact-checking, and public service. So thank you very much. First of all, we, as the public, we would like to thank you for the service that you are giving us through journalism. Okay, do you want to introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, so my name is Chomotso Masebuko. I am a writer at core. I have recently niched into fashion journalism because I absolutely love fashion. So right now what I'm doing is I'm a fashion journalist, I'm a stylist, I'm a creative director. Anything that has to do with shoots, with looks, visual interest, that's me.
That is very cool. And you love it, obviously.
Oh, I enjoy it. It's everything.
You don't work. You just do what you love.
No, you know what? I just waltz in and out. Like, today I have a few shoots. Mm-hmm. And it just feels like, you know, when you're doing something that you absolutely love and have passion for, it feels easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool. Okay, so what is the most outrageous fashion trend that you've tried? And do you regret trying it?
I would say recently I've gotten into wearing color. I never used to wear color at all. I was a Kardashian girl. Browns and nudes, I was a victim of that. So recently I was wearing this red stockings.
Oh,
and
wow.
They look funny. They look funny, to be fair, but they're very trendy. And I would say that's one of the most, like, outrageous fashion trends I've, like, embarked on.
Do you regret it?
Not really.
No.
I think it makes me stand out. Uncomfortable. But I like it.
That's cool. That's very cool. Okay, next question. What? No. Okay, this has become it has become a tradition on the movie show, this question, right? We've had very funny answers. So, but you can go with anyone that is alive or dead, right? So if you could have dinner with any, not even a historical figure, because it could be someone that's alive, right? But any person, like anyone, you had the opportunity to have dinner with anyone. Who would you choose?
I would choose Anna Wintour. She is the editor of Vogue. Oh, she is so conservative. Like, she just is out of pocket. And the way that she uses, like, fashion, journalism to, like, speak to, like, social, political problems is what I like. Because I believe, like, dressing and... you know, anything that has to do with media is very important because it's what people consume. So if you can have a message to say and you can use it through fashion, it's pretty dope. So I would, like, sit with her and say, babe, talk to me. Like, what's happening, you know? So, yeah.
That's very cool. I don't know if you've seen, do you know the Masterclass? You know Masterclass?
Yeah.
I recently saw they've got one with her.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but don't worry. Well, one day you'll be calling it back. I had it. I had my dinner. Okay, what inspired you to become a fashion? So you said you started off as a writer.
Yes.
What inspired you to go into fashion journalism?
Well, when I started off writing hard news. So I was the one that was writing the Ramaphosa stories and all of that, and I was not enjoying it at all. Like, nothing about it was fun. I just liked the fact that I like words, right? And then I realized that actually with my social media presence, I have, like, fashion content on there. So why don't I maybe merge the two? So I started attending events and just focusing on the fashion of the event.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, focusing on what were they wearing, why are they wearing that, who's the designer, what's that about? And I found it very intriguing, interesting to say, oh, actually, she's wearing a dress by Tebe Magugu. You know, this dress signals something in 1997 where women was wearing this and that, and that's when I started going into that industry.
That's very cool. When was that about? How many years ago?
I would say last year, because I graduated a year ago. So my first job, I was thrown into writing for a magazine. And though I wrote the hard news stories, I only enjoyed it when it was like, okay, you have red carpet, let's go. And then that's when I started.
That's very cool. Yeah. And like, why? Like, because obviously as a writer, there's a lot of, like, you can go into so many different fields as a writer. Yeah. I mean, you could even be a medical writer. Like, there's lots of, like, different, like, there really is a lot of different directions you can go in. Like, do you, is there still a different direction? Like, would you like to do, to be an author? Or are you more like, I like the whole fashion journalism thing. Yeah. And I think I want to really build my name in this industry.
I think right now I want to build my name in that industry. Because also I feel like it's very rare to hear somebody saying I'm a fashion journalist. Mm. You know, people just say I'm a journalist because they focus on a lot of things. Also considering the fact that this industry is getting smaller and smaller and, you know, jobs are getting less. So you have to like be everywhere in order to be like a good candidate. So I think right now I just want to focus. I just want to be that girl when people are having like events or doing a new line or something, they know that they can trust me with, you know, their content and writing a story about them and their fashion. So, yeah.
You said the industry is getting smaller, all the jobs. Why is that?
I mean, because right now everybody can storytell.
Yeah.
I mean, from film to writing to social media, TikToks, anyone can do it. It's not something that you necessarily have to like study for.
Yeah.
The only thing that makes you advance or better is connections. It's exposing yourself and also like putting yourself out there in a way that nobody else does.
Does.
You know? Yeah.
Okay, cool. How did you break into, I suppose we have sort of touched on this, but how did you like break into the industry?
I think I was fortunate that straight after graduated, I got hired by a big media company. So I worked for Media 24, right? So straight after, I started writing for You Magazine, True Love Magazine, which is something that's rare because usually people would start off with like, you know, community newspapers before you build up to that point. So immediately when I got there, first week I had a event where I was flown to a different country, not a different country, different province for Dark and Lovely. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay, what's happening? Like, whoa, 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 guys, stop. I just got here. What's happening? So I think when people started seeing that that's what I'm doing like every other week, that's when like I broke into the industry.
Very cool. How do you balance storytelling with critical analysis when covering fashion trends or designers?
First, it's so difficult because, you know, when you're writing, you want your personality to come through, but you also want the facts because you don't want somebody to read something and not get educated afterwards, you know. So how I would balance it is, firstly, when I write, I would make sure I have all the facts, things that I need people to know. And then after that, I'll just write based on personality. So recently, I was working on an article about, I attended an Arcomance event. And I didn't know how to fit in like the facts and what they're doing about fashion and whatnot, right? So I wrote it like an essay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I wrote it like an essay, introduction, body, confusion, right? So that I know that my facts are in there.
Yeah.
And then when I came back the second time, I wrote it with personality.
Okay.
So yes. I would say, oh, winter is coming in. What are we doing? What is the trend? Do you understand? So that's how I balance it.
How many rewrites do you normally go through?
Twice, maybe one, two.
Okay.
Yeah. Also depending on the publication I'm writing for. Some publications are very like, there's a certain style of writing. They don't want to see personality. They don't want to see any of that. Some want to see more personality. So it depends on the publication. Yeah.
And writer's block?
Oh, almost every other day. Hate it. But one of my good friends once told me that when you have writer's block, just write.
Yeah.
Like write, revise it, write, revise it until. Because if you're not going to write and you're going to look for inspiration, go for a walk, go for a hike, it's not going to work. It's going to waste a lot of time. Yeah.
Just start writing. Yeah. And then it generally flows from there. I've written a couple of scripts and I know the writer's block, you're just like, but I know that also, I was also told, why don't you just start? And that really is like one of the best tricks is to just go for it.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the biggest misconception people have about fashion journalists?
I don't know. I think maybe people think that, I would say not necessarily about fashion journalists, but like journalism, Like, people just think that, you know, you just write things out of your head, like random things, and put them on paper and it just goes out. And it's actually a lot of work that goes into it. It's a lot of studying. It's a lot of going back and forth, trying to understand that the tone that you wrote in, it goes across the way you want it to, and the messages you're trying to send out, you know. So I would say it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, and it's not easy.
Yeah. Have you ever received backlash for, like, an article or something? Mean, like, you know, like, you can write it, but sometimes it doesn't come across just because it's written word and there's no, like, verbal... Do you understand? Yeah. You know, like, often the tone that we use can also, like, change what the meaning of what we're saying is. Has something ever, like, come back to bite you?
Not really. No. Yeah, I think... Because I don't write about serious things. I mean, if you would write an article and say Ramaphosa is this, or say something like, you know, you would get backlash. Yeah. But because I write about, like, fashion and stuff, it's rare that I get backlash,
All right, cool. What's one fashion rule you love to break?
I would say the wrong shoe theory.
Uh-huh.
People think that, you know, when you're wearing a certain outfit, you need to wear a certain shoe to match the aesthetic. So... let's say streetwear, people think that when you're wearing streetwear, you have to always wear sneakers. And I think you just go with the wrong shoe. If you're wearing streetwear, wear ballet flats. If you're wearing formal pants, wear sneakers, you know? Mm. So that's one rule that I love breaking. Like, I just enjoy that.
Yeah, that's actually really... I love the ballet flats. Like that, we need to do that. I actually almost wore ballet flats today.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, don't do it.
Yeah.
I should have done it. Okay, if journalism didn't exist... What career do you think you would have pursued?
So funny. Because I love words, I've always loved words, I wanted to lecture in English and literature.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I am a poet first, funny. but I think I would have been doing that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like lecturing in English, being like Shakespeare, thou, thee, thy, you know, I would have been that girl. Yeah.
Are you a reader?
I am.
What is your favorite book?
My favorite book right now would be this book called A Million Thousand Pieces by James Frey. It's basically a book about his addiction, but the way he writes it and the humor is absolutely funny. And the getting into his mind about his addiction, how he came out of it and how he met God, one of my favorite books.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then you prefer nonfiction or fiction?
I prefer fiction.
Okay.
Yeah, because I mean... I use books as an escape, so I think fiction really like,
So do you like reading nonfiction, or do you like feel like I'm working now type of thing?
Yeah, I'm like,
like, okay. Yeah, no, fiction's dangerous though.
Yeah.
Because like, I know a lot of people binge watch, but readers know that binge watching first started with books
except
watching, you were reading. Yeah, but anyway. Have you ever gotten starstruck when interviewing celebrities or high profile people?
Not really. It's so funny. I recently had the privilege of like interviewing Manana. So Manana is one of like South Africa's artists, right? And I am a big fan of Manana. I didn't know about the interview. When I got there, they were like, oh, you need to interview Manana, right? So I wasn't prepared or anything. I was like, ChatGPT, give me 10 questions to ask Manana, you know? And then after his show, after performing, I got called to the backstage. They're like, okay, you have 10 minutes with Manana, let's go. And I was like, what a concept, you know, but I had to like be professional because also you're representing a brand, so you can't necessarily go like crazy about it, but you can say hi, can I take a picture afterwards, whatnot. But
no, that's really cool. You seem like a very like calm so you're like I'm cool right now.
I'll freak out when I get home. I'll be like, friend, oh, did you see? Like, but nah.
And what's the most unexpected lesson you've learned on the job?
That you have to adapt really fast, like as in 0.2 seconds, you know, because you find yourself in a situation where, Sash, we need a creative director now. Somebody just dropped out. We need a stylist. You haven't planned. You do not even know how to dress these people, but you have to adapt and convince yourself that you can do anything. I always say there's nothing that a person can't do. You know, just put your mind to it and just do it.
Just do it. Yeah.
And
So the cinematographer that came on, she was like, we all don't know what we're doing. Everyone's just like figuring it out as we go along.
Winging it. Winging it. Like,
That's crazy. Okay. What is the oddest? This one's probably going to be funny. What is the oddest Google search you've made while researching for any project?
Yeah, Google search.
Or any search. Like, I was once writing a script and I needed torture. Like, I needed torture. It was a torture scene.
Yeah.
So I was like, what? And then there I found myself researching torture, like, over the centuries. And I was just like, I'm in a very dark space right now. I think I should stop researching this.
Yeah.
And I hope no one sees this Google search because they might be like, Sesh, are you okay? Okay,
yeah. I think for me, it's usually emails.
Mm-hmm.
Because I never know how to ask for something, like if I need like a budget for this or that. So I'll be like, ChatGPT, can you like give me like something? I want to tell my editor, but don't make it sound like I'm begging, but yeah. Also like make it sound professional. Yeah, so I would say that's one of the like
things
I do. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, no, I think ChatGPT, yeah, they mustn't really sell ChatGPT.
Yeah, no.
The things we've asked ChatGPT. Have you ever had to report on something that conflicted with your personal values?
Oh, a lot of times. I mean, one of the stories that I had to write about was a rape story.
Oh, hectic.
And rape stories are so hectic because you have to interview the victim and whatnot. And I was like, I can't. But I had to do it. But I was like, I think that was one of the things when I was like, I can't be doing news. You know, I was like, oh, I'm too sensitive for this. I'm too much of an empath for this. So I say, yeah.
So is that why you?
Yeah.
That's cool, though, that you made, like, an informed decision to rather not write on this. Yeah, let me...
Yeah.
And then what story are you most proud of covering?
Oh, wow. Damn. I've covered so many stories. I can't think now.
You can give a few. You don't have to give, like...
I would say Miss Essay.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice. Speaking to, like, Natasha, Zozi, all of them. It's quite lovely ladies. I think doing that, because it's such a big like event when you get there, you have ENCA is there, SABC is there, so having an opportunity to like actually like speak to these people, I think that's one of my
your favorites.
Yeah,
that's really cool. And how do you stay hopeful? I suppose this would have been a lot more difficult when you were writing like hard news type of thing, but how do you stay hopeful in a world filled with difficult news?
You know what, there was a point where, because every morning you have to pitch like 10 stories, right?
Oh, hectic.
So you have to read through News24, everything, all media platforms, American, British, whatever.
Sure.
And you're reading these outrageous stories. And it takes a toll on your spirit. You get anxiety, you know. But like I just realized that, you can't be like consuming media like this. So how I balance it is that I would watch TikToks. Things that are funny, focus on more like lighthearted things so that I don't get like hopeless.
Mm.
Because if you're just doing that, go, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you still have to like read through all of that news coverage today, even in fashion?
Not really. I just have to be very updated. So I'd have to like know what's happening. Like recently we had Met Gala. So when a big event happens like that, you attack it from all sides. Which South African or African designers are going to be on the carpet? Who's dressing who? We know that, what's her name? Nonza Mumbata was doing the AFF interview. So she was on the carpet doing interviews. So these are the things that you like look for. So you just do a lot of research on who's going, who's going to be there, who can give you information. But yeah.
And I know, is it Men's Paris Fashion Week?
Yeah.
I think it's coming up.
Yeah.
Do you get involved there or not really?
So it's going to depend on the niche. So is it African people going to be there? Is Thabo Makoki going to be dressing one of the people? Then I would write about it.
Okay.
But if it has no relation to South African or African fashion, then I wouldn't necessarily write about it. Yeah.
What is your like dream? There's so many different like fashion things happening around the world, like constantly, like to keep up with it is a little bit difficult. But like if you had to like say one day I'm going to go to and then name a like fashion show or whatever, what is it?
Definitely Met. So funny, 2 days ago I posted a picture of this girl. She had the Vogue program in her hand, so I'm assuming that she's a journalist or a producer. And I was like, one day, guys, not even one day, give me a few months. I'm cooking. Give me a few months and I'll be on the carpet. I think it will be very exciting. Firstly, getting to like meet Anna, you know, doing the interviews like Tiana Taylor did. I think that's one thing that I'm actually aspiring to do. Also writing for Vogue. I mean, I love Vogue writers. My writing style is very similar to theirs because it's very like personality based. So you get to love the journalist and their view on things versus like just facts, you know? So, yeah.
And Vogue, because I know Vogue has different countries, right? It's
yeah.
like in, it's not here. Is it here in South Africa?
No.
So maybe you should just like talk to
Anna, like, yeah, like bring you aside. I got you. Please, please, please.
Yeah. No, that's really cool. And then last question. What is advice you wish you'd received when you started?
That you don't need to know everything. Like, it's okay not to have all the answers, because I feel like people put people in position where you need to know everything when you get into a space, and we all don't know what we're doing, you know? So I think if somebody have given me like that grace to say, it's okay to not know everything, just learn, ChatGPT it, how to, you know, ask Google, then
then go for it.
Yeah,
no, that's really cool. Well, thank you very, very much for joining us. This has been a very interesting show. I feel like we should do a follow-up show where we just like look at fashion in films.
Yeah,
because that's always fun. What is your favorite film actually from a fashion perspective? Like, what is, did you look at the costume design and you were just
definitely I would say Emily in Paris.
Okay, yes,
her fashion looks eight down. Another one would be Blackish. Mm-hmm. The mom Rainbow, her fashion was absolutely insane. Like, I enjoyed that. Of course, Bridgerton, amazing. I remember when I attended the Bridgerton Netflix premiere. Guys, I was like in awe, like the way people actually understood the assignment. Mostly, I would say like people that were not South African, so you're Nigerians, they understood like costume and all of that. It was, it was amazing.
That's really cool. And, okay, I know I said last question 2 questions ago, but final question.
Yeah.
What is your, because fashion obviously has changed over the years. And, like, depending on, like, early 1900s. Yeah. And then you go, like, what is your favorite, like, I know there's modern fashion, but, like, are you inspired by any of the past, like, fashion eras?
Definitely a 90s girl.
Okay.
I love that era, because that era is, like, an era where people are just doing themselves, like, just go out there, wear crazy colors, wear, like, because I feel like right now people are very, like, you know, Copenhagen style, so tank top, jean, ballet flats, that's all, you know. So I feel like the 90s fashion was very, like, expressive. Yeah. I love that era, yeah.
Have you seen the movie Clueless?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that
love,
type of...
Love, preppy.
That was like, so cute.
Yeah,
okay, cool. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. I wish you all the best. We look forward to hearing that you were at the Met Gala, that you had your dinner with Anna Wintour, that you have started Vogue Africa.
Yay! Thank you guys for having me. Yes,
but thank you. We wish you all the best for the future. And yeah, we will be back next week with something else. Unfortunately, not Sana, but we will be back next week with something else. Peace.
Active FM is everywhere. Go find us and click that button. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and so much more. See all the fun posts. Get involved in interesting discussions. Voice your opinions and get updates by following us on social media. Spread the word. It's that simple. Become part of the family today, because radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.